بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in today's lesson Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those sahaba radiallahu anhum who had pledged allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was the famous pledge of allegiance known as Bay'atul Aqaba. This pledge took place during the end of the Meccan period. In fact, this happened over a period of 3 years. First, the 11th year of Nubuwat, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was still in Makkah Mukarrama. Then there were 6 individuals that had come from Medina Munawwara. They were not yet Muslims, but they had heard of Islam, heard of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So they had come to Makkah Mukarrama, they met him, and they then pledged allegiance at his hands. Then the following year, which was the 12th year of Nubuwat, 12 individuals had come, and this bay'ah, this pledge of allegiance took place at Aqaba. So this was known as Bay'atul Aqaba al-Ula, the first pledge of Aqaba. And then the following year, the 13th year of Nubuwat, which was the final year in Makkah Mukarrama, approximately 75 Sahaba radiallahu anhum had come from Medina Munawwara, and this was known as the major, the second Bay'atul Aqaba, where they then pledged allegiance at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu was also present. And in the riwayat, he then asks Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that, O Nabi of Allah, we are about to pledge allegiance to you. So why don't you lay down some conditions for yourself, for your Rabb? What is it that we need to abide by? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that I will place down one condition for my Rabb, and that is that you should worship him, and ta'buduhu wa la tushriku bihi shay'a, and you should not associate any partners with him. And as far as myself is concerned, then there is just one request or one condition, that you protect me or you grant me safety and security as you do to one another, and as you look after your own wealth and belongings, then you should do the same for me. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum then ask, before pledging allegiance, they then ask that if we fulfill these conditions, فَمَا لَنَا فِيهَا, that O Nabi of Allah, what will we get out of it? What is it, what is in it for us? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to them, Al-Jannah, that if you will fulfill this, then you will get the gardens of paradise. You will be admitted into Jannah. So they then say, رَبِحَ الْبَيْءِ, that what a profitable transaction this is. And they then pledge allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah then praises them in this verse that إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ, that verily Allah has purchased from the believers their lives and their wealth. Allah has purchased this from them. And what price is Allah prepared to pay in exchange for giving them Jannah? And here Mufassirin have mentioned that this is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that despite owning us, despite being our creator, Allah still is prepared to pay a purchase price. If we will give our lives, our wealth in His obedience, then He is prepared to pay us with the price of Jannah. And then, what did they need to abide by? يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ. This was one of the major clauses, that they will fight in the path of Allah, and they will kill and they will be killed. In other words, they will take the life of the enemy, and they too will sometimes get martyrdom. So this was one of the things that they had agreed to, that we will assist Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with our lives. And then regarding the promise of Jannah, Allah says, وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَالْقُرْآنِ, that this is a true promise that Allah has made binding upon Himself in the Tawrat and the Injil and the Qur'an. In every scripture, Allah promises that those who will listen to Him, obey Him, those who will sacrifice their life, their wealth for His deen, then He will give them Jannah. وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ, and then Allah says that who can be more loyal, or who can fulfill His covenant or His pact and His word greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one that will fulfill His pact or fulfill His promise in a better way than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ, so Allah says, rejoice, be delighted in this transaction that you have concluded, that you have now given your life, your wealth, and you in exchange for this you will attain Jannah. وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that is the greatest form of success. And then in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now mentions 9 attributes, 9 qualities of these Sahaba radiallahu anhum who had pledged allegiance at the hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Very quickly we'll go through it. The first, At-Ta'ibun. Allah says that these are people who often turn to Allah in repentance. When they make a mistake, then they make tawbah before Allah. And the greatest tawbah is tawbah from shirk. That in their past, prior to accepting Islam, they had ascribed partners with Allah. So they make sincere tawbah from that, they enter into Islam. Al-Abidun. Secondly, they exert themselves in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hamidun. They are constantly praising and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-Sa'ihun. As-Sa'ihun literally means to move around in the land. And what is meant here, most mufassirin say, As-Sa'ihun in this context refers to that they are very frequent in fasting for the sake of Allah. So why fasting and moving around in the land? They mention generally a traveler, he does not move around with too many provisions, with too much of food. Likewise, a fasting person, when he goes from place to place, he also doesn't carry food with him. So as-sa'ihun refers to those who fast. And according to other mufassirin, it refers to specifically those who move from place to place seeking knowledge of deen. Those students of deen who travel from place to place, they are mentioned, yeah, as-sa'ihun. Nevertheless, the next quality, ar-raki'un, and then as-sajidun, those who are constantly making ruku' and sajda, reading salah. Al-amiruna bil-ma'roof wa-nahuna anil-munkar, those who enjoin and command with goodness, and they prohibit from evil and that which is incorrect. And finally, al-hafidhuna li-hududillah, those who look after the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, all of the restrictions Allah has laid down, then they make sure that they do not transgress and trespass these boundaries. And after mentioning these attributes, Allah then says, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that now give glad tidings to these believers. In other words, if a person wants to be a true believer, then he needs to imbibe within himself these 9 attributes, these 9 characteristics, and then glad tidings to him that he has now given himself over to Allah, and in exchange he will be the recipient of the gardens of Jannah. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.